What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Rugby Rant Podcast Show, your premier North American rugby podcast, growing rugby one fan at a time.
What up, Rugby Rant fans? Once again, it's the Hammer, and we are bringing Super Brew along with our partners from Shop MLR, powered by Rugby Now. Get yourself some gift cards, $25 every week, $150 for first, $100 for second, and $50 for third. Join in the fun.
And Rob, why don't you start us off with your round the pitch topic first?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to go a little outside the United States, well, a lot outside the United States, to be frank. But something of significant note, there's actually international rugby going on right now, aside from the Six Nations, which is pretty cool. For those of you that are following, the Rugby European Men's Championship is taking place in this last weekend. Belgium, in a shocker, defeated Portugal 10-6. Why is it a shocker? Well, of course, Belgium is not known as a rugby powerhouse. Portugal actually qualified, if I'm not mistaken, I think they backed their way in via Spain into the World Cup in 2023. And so the fact that a World Cup team was narrowly defeated by Belgium was a bit of a surprise, but it is pretty cool to see. So if you didn't get enough Six Nations Championship, check out the Rugby European Men's Championship too.
Hey, you know, it's good. You know, this is why we do Around the Pitch. It's not just North American. We want to give you guys a little bit of some spice there. So with my around the pitch topic is kind of quasi, outside of North America, but really has to do with a North American player. A friend of the show, one of the earliest interviews we had was with USA Eagles player Tess Fury. The BBC just did a whole special on Tess Fury and her journey as a nurse and a rugby player. You know, right now she's with Leicester Tigers on the women's team. She's the starting fullback. And we're going to post there'll be a link here at the bottom of our description here. So you guys can go and check that out. And believe it or not, in 2020, ESPN actually did a whole series on Tess and her mother. Big in the New York, New Jersey rugby scene. Tess fighting COVID, in the ERs, playing rugby at the time for New York Rugby Club women's team, the WPL. And actually, they talked about her and her mother saving a life on the pitch. So shout out Tess. I'm glad the BBC is picking this up and showing what the North American girls are doing, not only on the pitch for rugby, but also outside of it.
Yeah, buddy. So that was a good one. Tess was a great interview. Lovely, lovely gal. Glad to see her getting her due. I'm going to move along to something a little closer to home than my last one, and that is going to be here, right here in the United States with the MLR. And this just came across today. NOLA Gold owner Tim Falcon just announced what is going to be called the Golden Guild. It's an official team fan group for the NOLA Gold. And from what I understand, it's designed to unite fans to support the team, the NOLA Gold, and the sport of rugby. Is an initiative for the sustainable growth of rugby in Louisiana and by extension, the success of the NOLA Gold. There's going to be attempts to, inroads to show support for rugby locally, to help NOLA Gold sell tickets, to help NOLA Gold introduce newcomers to the sport, and really try to invest in that long-term sustainability and viability of rugby in New Orleans. There's going to be a link that we're going to put in if anybody's interested in being involved in getting more information. I did so, of course. And what it does is I got an email back, automated email from Tim, but custom webpage specifically for the Golden Guild journey. There's going to be personalized webpages for this group. There's going to be a promotional toolkit that will help fans who really want to promote the team and promote rugby do so, and then exclusive NOLA Gold rugby experiences. So, this is not unusual that a team is running a fan page or a fan group of sorts. Some other teams have done it, but it's a way for them to kind of be a little bit more pointed in what they want to achieve in the fan experience. So, if you're interested, check the link below, check it out, and you can get some more information above and beyond what the common fan might do.
As somebody who ran a fan club, and don't get me wrong, I did have a lot of good backup with Rugby New York, and bouncing ideas off of them and then giving me ideas. And, there you go, Ironworkers kit right there. I do like this effort for the team to not only say, hey, this is a club for the fans of the gold, but what part of our journey is going to be, again, making inroads in the local game in New Orleans and Louisiana, and not just New Orleans, Louisiana, right? That's their right. State. Let's run some youth this, let's do some youth that, let's get some youth at the games, let's get you out to youth games, things like that. And I'm sure those are the types of initiatives they're going to talk about. Speaking of initiatives, even though we really didn't talk about it last week, everybody already knows that Scott Lawrence, the interim tag, was taken off the head coaching spot for the Eagles interim head coach, Scott Lawrence. But a couple of days ago, he posted on his LinkedIn. He said, "Today we're sharing the Gemini Big Plays, upping the competition for the U18s and U20s through new tours and aligning efforts to Junior World Championship promotion, improving the playing base and launching the Anthem 2031 National Academy. We will continue to engage holistically with our Eagles, their coaches, and organizations, and potentially having Eagles 365 days a year in an integrated professional pathway," with this nice little graphic that Rob's going to show you here. And it's just interesting that, this is an initiative he's already talking about, he's already implemented. We obviously know Anthem is in the MLR, and part of the reason Anthem is in the MLR is to have a more succinct, I would call it, professional pathway to say the Anthem team is looking at these young players specifically. And there's been some backlash because there's been some players, international players on the team. I think something like by the time they hit 2025, and this is due to the eligibility rules, 30 out of the 38 players are USA eligible. So I don't know what people are bitching about. So yeah, it's just interesting that was something that people were complaining about. But again, Scott Lawrence putting it out on his LinkedIn. It's called the Gemini Big Plays. It's the pathway from U18s to the Eagles to the World Cup. You know?
Yeah, it's
– you know, go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, it's – obviously, it's why I've been a big fan of Scott's for a long time. He clearly has a vision for what he wants to accomplish and how he wants to accomplish it. He understands that what a lot of the – we've heard a lot of the players saying for the last couple of years is one of the biggest challenges for the United States, the Eagles – both in the men's and women's side, is consistently getting a high number of touches and games and opportunities to play and work together, not just in camp, but in real live, test matches. It's one of the things the United States was particularly starved of during the COVID shutdown. I think that was the objective with the Anthem, and the Anthem obviously fit into this, to this Project Gemini. So expect big things from Scott, but it's long-term sustainable development. It's not something that we're going to get automatic results from, in the next 6 months or even year. It's a sustainable project that's going to lead us to 2031. So,
And real quick, I think Gemini being the name of this is something for those of you that may not understand. Project Gemini was the second project to have human spaceflight, for NASA. We're talking about the first project was Mercury, and then they went to Gemini, which really was where we made those steps to then do the Apollo missions to get us to the moon. I think that's where we are in USA Rugby right now. We're in that Gemini phase. We already have the base. The base is all the guys who came before. So what do we need to do to tweak everything to get the program where it needs to be?
And interestingly, many of you may not know this, but Project Mercury was actually, when Scott took over the team, one of his first initiatives with the Eagles. So he's very fond of using this idea of achieving the unachievable, right? Of going someplace that we haven't gone before, that's, connected with the space race and our endeavors to get to the moon and beyond. So look for big things, like I said. I want to take a moment real quick while we've got fans' attention. Don't forget that we have the MLR season coming up. And of course, with that, we have a commitment to Super Brew. As always, the last two seasons, we have had a Super Brew competition. And just like last year, our partners at Rugby Now, who power Shop MLR, have committed themselves to joining in on this effort and giving you an opportunity to win some great prizes and earn yourself some swag. So what do we know? Just like last year, thanks again to our partners at Rugby Now who power Shop MLR. Every week, all 18 of the weeks of the regular season, one of you can win a $25 gift card. And the beauty of this is even if you're one of those people that forgets to update your Super Brew during a given week, you can still come back around the next week and win that individual week and earn yourself a $25 gift card. But for those, and I know there are a number of you out there, of course, we're talking about you, Wilkie. Hopefully, you don't go away. Rick Collins, always engaged. My progeny, Preston, always in the hunt. And, of course, his roommate or former roommate, Reese, they love to be in it each week so they can get an opportunity to win a $150 gift card. That's right, the grand prize, $150 gift card. That'll buy you a jersey and maybe some shorts or a hat or something like that. And second place gets a $100 gift card, and third place gets themselves a $50 gift card. So great opportunity to win some prizes. Again, brought to you by Rugby Now and Shop MLR. Thank you to them, and you guys as fans get to be the beneficiaries. Look for details coming out soon in the Rugby Podcast Facebook page, as well as the MLR Fan Zone. And anybody that played in previous years, you're going to get an invitation in your email, so check it out. Don't hesitate. Get on board and get yourself some swag.
That's great. And real quick, let's talk about our wow, I can't talk today. It's one of those days,
mush everybody. Mouth.
Yeah, mush mouth. Woo, Fat Albert style. Our topic for today, there was an article in stuff.co.nz by David Long, dated January 31st of 2024, that says that New Zealand Super Rugby is exploring a team in the United States. And we've also heard some rumors out of New Zealand, me and Rob have, that Super Rugby wants to, like, relocate Moana Pacifica maybe, or start a new franchise. And they talked about San Diego. You know, there was some details in that, those rumors that don't necessarily jive, but it's an interesting concept and something we want to talk about. And we'll get right to that after a word from our sponsors.
When we pick up the ball, we also pick up a legacy. A legacy that stretches beyond your current team. A legacy built on the backs of those who came before you with hard work. And for those who will come after you, we promise it won't be easy. But we'll be there, supporting you on and off the field.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.